This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I don't want to do this. Tyler, I want to make Tyler smile. I really do.
He needs it.
I think this is unfair to all Texas Longhorn fans, because not all Texas Longhorn fans do this, but these guys, they had
possibly
to be drunk.
The majority.
They had to be drunk, because basically this is a Texas Longhorn fan who I think had a few drinks but was duped, and maybe he's not completely familiar with the entire roster.
What was your reaction when offensive coordinator Kyle Flood said that walk-on player Moo Dang will be getting the start alongside Isaiah Bond this week?
I think he's kind of proving himself to get a little starting spot.
And what do you think are his strengths as a wide receiver?
I think his quickness is great. I think he could bypass the defense.
Bypass the defense.
You know, really quickly. So I say let's go ahead and give him a shot.
What's your prediction? Catches and yards for both Isaiah Bond and Moo Dang today?
Bond, I would say he's 5. Catches for maybe 96 yards on there.
Okay, and then for Moo Dang?
Moo Dang, I would say 5, 120, 130.
120, how many touchdowns for Moo Dang?
Hey, 2.
2 touchdowns, all right. Yeah. You heard it here first, folks. Moo Dang's 5 catches, 120 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Now, who is Moo Dang?
Moo Dang is an internet sensation. My wife loves this animal. It's a baby pygmy hippo that has taken the internet by storm. It's pretty cute, but it definitely ain't no football player.
Come on, man, Tyler.
I mean, Moo Dang is cute as hell. But
I saw you and your wife running this on Instagram. I saw both of you.
Yeah, why not put the spotlight on some jackassery wearing burnt orange?
They were. You think if they were sober,
I don't even know if they weren't that sober. I think they were just trying to sound like they knew what the hell they were talking about, and they're clueless. It was one of those situations where they were like, oh, there's a camera, there's a mic, I'm being asked about the team I'm wearing a shirt for, I better roll with this one. Yeah, Moo Dang will go for 5 receptions. Idiot.
I'm glad you.
He might be able to help you at Kyle Field Saturday night. Idiot.
Good about that.
That is a powerful idiot.
It is, man. I feel like you watched it repeatedly.
Oh, I did.
And got your rocks off.
That's the Burn Orange fandom for you, man.
Our resident Longhorns fan, I believe Nick is coming for you. I'm surprised Nick and some of these Longhorn fans ain't started talking trash to you already.
Oh, they have.
Have they? Okay. Oh, I just hadn't seen this thing on.
And I love it, man. I love it. Bring it on. November 30th, that night is going to be legendary.
But I'm going to be honest with you. You might want to watch out for Isaiah Bond and Mudang. Mudang now. he's versatile. They move him around a little bit, man.
Is he related to Luau?
Hey, he can bypass the defense, boys.
Yes, he is related to him. I got to be honest with you. I'm very proud of you, Tyler. I would not have bet you had Luau Deng.
Really?
Luau Deng, man, that's a long time ago. That's like we're looking at. I bet Luau hasn't played in a decade.
I can see maybe him not a down decade. The maybe court now in that Bull Red.
Maybe 8 years. I mean, he was at Duke in 06 or something like that. That one. I didn't think you were going to pull out Luau Deng. I'll give you that.